You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. A car in Nebraska, follow me now, has been modified to allow a bull to ride in the passenger seat.
Tony Kornheiser, wait. Shouldn't the steer? Did you see what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did.
Shouldn't
there.
The steer?
I believe this
steer.
Is a phony story. I don't believe it.
Do you?
There's too much
really?
News coming out of Nebraska anyway. I don't believe it. I'm not buying it. Not at all.
I don't really understand why a bull has to ride in the front seat of the car. But modification of automobiles is always fun to talk about on someone else's show. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Braves and Dodgers meet. Joe Montana has a surprise pick for best quarterback ever, and Lionel Messi does not score. But we begin today with college football. Two big-name coaches make their debuts at new schools tonight. Matt Rhule takes Nebraska to Minnesota in a Big Ten conference opener, and Trent Dilfer jumps from high school to the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and they host North Carolina A&T. Wilbon, what's the more intriguing debut, Rhule or Dilfer?
Tony, nothing against Trent Dilfer, who I actually know and like and will root for. And none against Trent Dilfer, who's coming out of this great circumstance where he was going to coach high school just because he wanted to do it. And now he winds up in a different circumstance. And it's kind of a cool story and all that. But I'm a Big Ten kid. And so Nebraska, which has only been in the Big Ten for probably fewer than 15 years, but Nebraska's in this interesting circumstance, Tony, where they've been just turned into losers. They turned into somebody else for the last 5 or 6 years. They haven't been any good, really, in the last 12. And so now they got Matt Rhule, who has won at a pretty high level. Matt Rhule seems like a guy who can go in, and if you give him a couple of minutes, he's going to get you turned in the right direction and go in there quickly. And so Nebraska needs that. Nebraska thought it had the right guy a couple of times, including its own former great quarterback, who was a complete failure. I hate to say the word, but he was. So
he
now
was.
You
he's
got
failure.
Rhule in this situation.
Failure.
And I'm intrigued by that. I think that's a national story. I really do.
So this is interesting to me because we're going to concentrate on the same guy, but we're going to take it from a different angle.
Okay.
We have talked on this show a lot in recent years about how awful Nebraska is.
Yeah.
How awful Nebraska is in comparison to when they were great 30 and 40 and even 50
that's
years
right.
ago with Bob Devaney and Tom Osborne. We've talked about the fact that Scott Frost was a failure, that I think they have losing records 7 of the last 8 years.
Unbelievable.
And Matt Rhule, Matt Rhule has turned around Temple, and he has turned around Baylor. But Matt Rhule was recently in the NFL where he stunk.
Yeah,
he was awful.
That's the
I believe
NFL.
He was 11 and 27.
That's the NFL.
So, Mike, I'm suffering from Nebraska and Matt Rhule fatigue, which
right.
leads me to Dilfer. Dilfer won a Super Bowl when he was quarterback
yes,
at Baltimore.
Tampa. Baltimore,
he
right,
got
Baltimore.
Out. I thought it was Baltimore.
Baltimore.
He got out of football and then went into the TV business where he seemed like he knew what he was talking
about. I
certainly
liked him.
So I was intrigued when he went to a high school in Nashville to become a coach. Then he won 2 state championships in there. And now he's a D1 school.
Yeah.
So I find that sort of intriguing.
It
and
is.
I think he's got a better chance tonight because he's playing a 1AA school. And because Matt Rhule's playing
Minnesota,
which is pretty good.
Yeah, but Rhule, Tony, look, if he gets them started off well, the hype, the pressure in Nebraska to win, where they couldn't...
I understand it's huge.
It's enormous, and it's much more than it's going to be on Trent Dilfer, because everybody's going to be paying attention, starting, today.
One little minute here.
Okay.
You did not like my cautionary tale yesterday about Johan Santana. But there's a cautionary tale for Trent Dilfer, and you know who I'm talking about. It's Jerry Faust. Jerry Faust was a great high school coach, And he got the job at Notre Dame. That's not UAB. But he got the job there, and it didn't work.
But it's Notre Dame. It's Notre Dame.
I understand. Understand.
Man. Let's move to a marquee matchup in baseball. The National League East leading Atlanta Braves take on the National League West leading Los Angeles Dodgers tonight in game one of four. They have the two best records in baseball, these two, and both have been hot. The Braves are 20-8 in August, while the Dodgers are 24-4. Tony, is this series a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
It is at least a little deal. It will be a big deal if the Dodgers sweep the series. They are four down to Atlanta now. If they sweep the series, they're dead even, and then there's the availability of home field all the way through the playoffs. Now, this is a tough ask, because Atlanta has the best record in baseball. They're 87-45. They got the best run differential.
Best team in baseball.
They're plus 235.
Unbelievable.
But for some reason, the Atlanta Braves stink in Dodger Stadium. Yeah. Since 2018, when they became a really good team and started winning division titles, they're 2-10 in Dodger Stadium in a regular season and 1-3 in Dodger Stadium in playoffs. That's 3-13. That stinks. Again, it's a tough ask because their pitching is great. You know, Dodgers don't have any starting pitching in comparison. And Atlanta, they got, who do they got here? I wrote this stuff down. Oh, they got Strider, who's probably going to win the NL Cy Young. They got Max Fried. They got Bryce Elder, who's 11-4. They got Charlie Martin, who's 14-10. So it's a tough ask. But if they win four, if the Dodgers win four, it's a big deal.
It's no deal. It's no deal.
No deal.
No deal. Here's why. I want it to be a big deal, Tony. Look, when the calendar goes to September for two old codgers like you and me, we get nuts. It's baseball time, baby.
That's
Don't tell me about
That's
this other stuff. Yeah, it's the U.S. Open. It used to be like the PGA because that when the calendar was different. It was the first week of NFL, and it was pennant race baseball. And now it's not. Because too many damn teams get to go to the postseason. And so now we're talking three wild cards. Tony, it doesn't matter. Wild cards win the whole World Series. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what these teams do because they're all going to be in some big mixing bowl in a few weeks. You can't even call the races dramatic. They're not dramatic because there are too many teams that are alive.
I believe that home field matters. And so I believe that the Braves or the Dodgers, if they have home field, I believe it. That's all I said. I said that it would matter because of that. We move on.
Too many teams.
In an interview with Men's Health, the great Joe Montana said he felt Dan Marino was the best quarterback of all time. Montana drew a distinction between career achievements and natural talents. Montana thinks Marino had the most talent of all. Will Bonnie, you with Joe?
No. And Dan Marino... I've spent my whole covering football life watching Dan Marino. First at Pitt, and then with the Miami Dolphins. I was at his last game. No, he's the greatest passer. If you want to break it down that way, I understand what Joe's saying, all right? Dan Marino wasn't the quarterback. Joe Montana was. And it's great of Joe to be that humble. Joe, to be as great as Joe was, when the topic isn't Steve Young, Joe can really be humble. But No, I mean, John Elway did too many things that were better and got teams that had no other All-Pros to like five Super Bowls. No. And so Joe Montana himself, you know who was in the passing department, Tony, who goes in that category with Dan Marino? I'll give you Dan Marino's 1984 is like the single greatest passing season of all time, given what the rules were there with Marino got hit. There was none of this Tom Brady turning to the back judge saying, please don't let him hit me, and the guy going, okay. Dan Marino got knocked out. Kurt Warner had seasons like that. Kurt Warner was a great passer and wasn't much the dual threat athlete that we have now playing the position of quarterback. Dan Marino, great, 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 great passer. Was Dan Marino John Elway or Steve Young even? Or Aaron Rodgers or Joe Montana? No.
Okay. You know what my list is. You know that my list is Montana, Brady, and Unitas, and you can put them in any order you want. I appreciate what Montana is saying about the great talent that Marino had, because like you, I watched that talent every single game that he played. And I will tell you that I think the most talented quarterbacks I've ever seen are Marino and Elway and Joe Namath. And if you force me to, I will put Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes on that list. I will. And I understand the nuance here. But you can't ask me to say that a person who was in one Super Bowl and didn't win it while playing for a really good franchise, Miami, is as good as people that have won piles of championships. Yeah. I mean, to me, talent is their talent is over here and achievement is over here, and I am going to side with achievement. I understand this, though, about Montana, that he looks at Marino and says, wow, he had a stronger arm than I did. Wow, he had a quicker release than I did. Yeah. Wow, he could throw it down the field so easily, and it was harder for me. But you know, Mike, there are a lot of ways to win games. And Montana found more ways than Marino.
Yeah.
So I can't sit here, as much as I like Marino, I can't say he's Wilt.
Tony,
I can't say it.
The
won't.
Breakdown of talents, it's a fun discussion. I'm glad that Joe Montana said, it's like when I hear Isaiah Thomas say publicly, Kyrie Irving can do all these things I couldn't do. I'm like, stop. Stop. Please stop now. Okay? Because Kyrie Irving may have a better jump shot. He may have a better this and that. But the total of it isn't close to what you did when you got to three finals and won two titles. Stop it. So Tony, it's a fun discussion, and we're old enough to have seen all these people.
All of it.
But Tony, and by the way, you didn't mention your boy Randall Cunningham, who has been one of your
big talent.
Been on the Randall
big talent. No, not,
train.
Not on the list
years.
Not
in terms of accomplishment. But Joe Montana, let me end this topic this way. If you had to win a game tonight, with your life on the line, your children's lives on the line, Marino, Montana. Brady?
Brady, because he's younger.
Montana or Brady?
He's 4 years younger.
Huh?
That's why.
See, you don't even want to say it.
Let's take a break.
You don't want to say it because you don't want to get social
Messi
media criticism.
Messi doesn't score,
criticism.
And Inter-Miami doesn't
so scared.
Win. What's the word for that?
I'm taking Montana. Yeah, I said it.
Okay.
And
that's
how
fine.
Best to describe more than 92,000 people turning out for a Nebraska volleyball match last night.
I'm taking Montana. Montana's 70 years old.
I'm taking Montana.
His legs are made of silt. He can't run anymore.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Blue Moon. One of a kind, every time. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to get it on with Lexicon was first.
Last night's result was blank for Messi Magic.
My word is halting. He had no goals. He had no assists. His team was tied. Nothing. I think everybody's got to slow their roll on Messi now. I mean, it's look at soccer. It's not basketball. You're not going to score in every game you go out there. He had 11 goals in 9 games, which is unbelievable. But this other coach, Mike, the other coach didn't even care if he won.
All he cared about was stopping Messi. What is the term of art? He parked the bus. He had a sagging defense. I think the MLS has to go to coaches and say, play this guy straight up because he's the goose that lays the golden eggs.
No, you don't have to because, Tony, don't fall prey to doing what every 15-year-old does and just watching the clips, okay? Messi had, he created magically some chances for himself and others. And he had a couple of really good chances to score goals. And the ball didn't go in the back of the net, as they always say. Messi was great, but it's a hold-on, Sparky sort of situation because people want to get carried away like he's going to score every game. And God, he was scoring every game. But while we're saying hold-on, Sparky, Tony, he had chances, created chances, had magical chances in that game. So, no, I'm not telling coaches what to do. I'm not going to be less bullish on Messi going forward. I'm going to tune on every time, turn in every time I see those uniforms, those cool but hideous uniforms.
Did you actually watch tape on this?
I watched the games. I watched the games, the actual games.
What's next?
Yes.
Next. It's blank that more than 92,000 people attended last night's volleyball event at Nebraska.
It's astounding. This is volleyball, 92,000 people. This is not football. This is not the World Cup. This is volleyball. The biggest crowd before this, Mike, 18,755. So it's like 75,000 more people. This is like if Bob Beamon triple jumped 50 feet, not 29, 2 1/4. Now, I don't know how you get that many people. Whatever. Yeah, long jump. If he triple jumped 50, it would have been a different deal. I don't know how you get that many people. Mike, I know you hate marketing people. But you got to give it up for the marketing people at Nebraska.
No.
Because this is astounding.
No, the marketing people have nothing to do with this. This is organic. You're not paying attention. And first of all, that 18,000 you mentioned, that's because that building only held 18,000. And that was Nebraska playing, Tony. And this was a celebration of Nebraska volleyball. A couple of things. My word is instructive. And what's important here is that you can anecdotally, you can read pieces about this now. Volleyball is pulled even, if not surpassed, basketball when it comes to girls, youth, high school, recreation in America when it comes to participation. And Nebraska leads the way in that. So you might have gotten 50,000 to go see the University of Omaha versus Creighton. All right, this is what they do in Nebraska. They turn out to see volleyball, Tone. And listen, I got enough friends, parents, whose daughters play volleyball, and they talk about the AAU equivalent. I don't even, it may be called the AAU. The equivalent, these tournaments, these, it's unbelievable, the revolution in girls volleyball. It is astounding, but it's the whole thing.
The fact that you are an expert in volleyball across the country is not anything I could have ever expected. That's the final word. Let's take one last break. Still to come, a big step in Caroline Wozniacki's comeback at the U.S. Open.
And is Team USA about to face its first challenge at the FIBA World Cup? No. Mike Gleason's going to be happy we talked about Nebraska so much today.
Is volleyball, is it ahead of soccer?
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 23rd birthday, Sauce Gardner. Gardner is the defensive back the Jets took with the 4th overall pick last year out of Cincinnati. Gardner, whose given name is Ahmad, was voted Rookie of the Year. He led the NFL in passes defended with 20. He made first-team All-Pro. He made the Pro Bowl. Plus, Gardner helped recruit Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Gardner and two teammates
burned the cheesehead
that, is so
that
funny.
Gardner took
so
after
funny.
The Jets beat the Packers last October. They did that as an homage to Rodgers. A youth football coach reportedly complimented Gardner's cutback moves by calling him A1 Sauce Sweet Feet Gardner. Ugh. And Gardner loved the name Sauce. Well, but I know you hate young defensive backs. Ugh. You hate Revis Island. Ugh. You got to love this kid.
Tony, I love anybody who's going to burn a cheesehead. I love him. But I don't hate him. I hate the overstatement about defensive backs because they're all Hall of Fame for like 3 years and then they're out of the league or they're being traded or they leave and somebody lets them go. So they're overstated, but I love a kid who'll burn a cheesehead. I love that.
Happy anniversary, David Klingler. On this day, 32 years ago, the University of Houston quarterback set a record with six touchdown passes in one quarter as Houston bombed Louisiana Tech 73-3. Klingler's college records included throwing 11 touchdown passes in a game against Eastern Washington and passing for 716 yards in one game. In four seasons at Houston, Klingler passed for 9,430 yards and 91 touchdowns. In 1990 alone, Klingler had 54 touchdown passes. Klingler was the first quarterback taken in the 1992 draft at 6th overall by Cincinnati, but he fizzled in the NFL. 16 yeah. touchdowns, 21 interceptions, and 33 games. In the ninth round of that 92 draft, quarterback Brad Johnson was picked. He won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay.
Well, Cincinnati had gone, you know, Tony, with two really good quarterbacks, including my man Boomer Esiason, who helped them get to the Super Bowl, right? And Klingler yes. wasn't anywhere near that. So, but, you know, he threw a lot of touchdowns. Maybe Joe Montana will say he's the greatest passer one day.
A melancholy trails to Gil Brandt. Brandt, who introduced computers to scouting in football and basically invented what is now called analytics, died this morning at age 91. Mm. Brandt was there at the beginning of the Dallas Cowboys, along with owner Clint Murchison Jr., general manager Tex Schramm, and coach Tom Landry to form America's team. Brandt is credited with drafting Roger Staubach and Tony Dorsett and picking up Drew Pearson, Cliff Harris, and Everson Walls, among others. Brandt knew everything about everybody at the big schools and the small schools. He helped to create the combine, and as a result, Brandt is in the Hall of Fame.
Tony, he's the face of the modern GM. He invented it. And he also did something. He went to small schools, yes, but HBCUs. And he went and he found, somebody like Bob Hayes and then Everson Walls, and they paid testimony to that all the time. Tony, he and Al Davis did that, and that's why to this day, older black fans have sided with the Raiders and the Cowboys because those guys were unafraid. They went and drafted them, and they coached them, and they played them over and over and over again at those franchises.
One correction, Wilbon, you said the bull riding in the passenger seat of a car in Nebraska was a made-up story. Please check this out.
Get out. That's artificial intelligence. That's AI. And I don't mean Allen Iverson. You believe that video?
I thought I was AI. Anthony Irwin.
Oh, you
I thought
are?
I was
How
AI.
About that?
We're running out of show. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Caroline Wozniacki upset 11 seed Petra Kvitova. Are you impressed?
Yes. She's been away 3.5 years. And she comes back and she beats a top player. Yes, impressed. The Guardians claimed Lucas Giolito and two relievers off waivers from the Angels. Is that a big deal?
It's a big deal if Giolito is a lot better than he was with the Angels. Mm. Cleveland's five back of the Twins. They got a shot. Vikings made T.J. Hockenson the league's highest paid tight end. Is that okay with you?
When you look at him catching 86 passes last year, Tony, that's a lot of passes for anybody in the tight end, sure. Team USA takes on Montenegro, 4:30 a.m. You're going to be up. You're going to watch?
Yeah, second quarter. I'm tuning in the second quarter. I like our chances. Last one, Florida at number 14, Utah. Who you got?
Tony, it's hard not to root for whatever's left of the Pac-12, right? Isn't Utah still
right.
there? If
the
they're still there, I'm going to root for what's left
they're
of the
out.
Pac-12.
They're leaving.
You know?
It's the Pac-2.
Yeah.
Washington State, Oregon State, that's it. We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcast. Here's U.S. Open tennis, but Tony, one last nod to Gil Brandt, who was heroic in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
PTI.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.